Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning and welcome. The third hour of our get-together, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Consumer inflation expectations holding steady. Job security numbers are improving. And locally, Sonny Tillman has passed away at the age of 96. Yep, the man who started Sonny's Barbecue, the very first location, was on Waldo Road in Gainesville back in 1968. Well, good morning and welcome. We've got a special guest we're gonna chit-chat with, one of our favorite sheriffs in the whole world, Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. And good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking, Bob.
Well, happy birthday to you, even though you don't look anything like your age is, so congratulations.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I've went 34 times around the sun, but thank you for acknowledging it.
Yeah, what?
So math was so you weren't going to be a mathematician, so you got into law enforcement? Is that what you're saying?
Well, math was never my strong suit.
Okay, all right.
Well, I will say this, and Bob and I had this discussion before we got you on. We would have never guessed that you are the age that you are, just saying.
But we won't say what that
is. No,
we won't.
But we would have never believed it.
But I have an FDLE file on you, just so you know.
Listen, I've earned every one of my 55 years, so I don't hesitate from that. But thank you again for the birthday wishes, guys.
Of course. Hey, well, we're going to talk about the holidays and stuff like that from law enforcement perspective. But before we do, well, can you remember like your favorite toy you ever got for Christmas?
You know, I was just thinking about that. You're in my mind, Bob. But yes, I was probably about 1975, 1976, and my mom was a waitress, and for all intents and purposes, she was a single mom. And I remember she got me and my brother some Star Wars, man, the little figurines. Mm-hmm. And I remember I think we got like two of them, and you would have thought that we had got a brand new Ferrari. I remember that.
Well, that was Star Wars was brand new and huge. That would be the timing would be right there. So, let me ask you this on a more serious note. You know, open carry now, the law of the land in Florida. Have you had any issues dealing with that at all?
No, we haven't. We have been no issues whatsoever that we've reported. You know, everybody seems to be doing things logically and common sense wise, and we just encourage everyone to continue to do so, and we just get trained on it and understand what the laws are. And one of the things I wanted to point out at this topic came up was, guys, we are a Second Amendment county in Gilchrist County, and we encourage people to arm themselves because we can't be everywhere at all times. But remember, use that common sense that God gave you. Just because somebody is on your property and you don't know who they are, you can't shoot at them.
Right.
You just can't do it. Unless your life is in danger or your family, probably just wait a few minutes and see how things turn out. You know, they're coming through inside your door. You got to do what you got to do. But they're out there on their property. Call us. Let us come take care of it first, please.
There you go. Great advice. So it's Christmas time, but it's also crime time, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately. Yes, sir.
So what are the trends? What are we looking for? Any particular scams? And then, of course, give people some good direction on some crime prevention.
Well, typically, people are looking for the free giveaways. The world that we live in now is we buy a lot of stuff online, and these different mailing organizations or delivery programs show up, put them on your doorstep. So we do have a number of that going on. I'm going to assume safely it's going on throughout the country. I would just tell you that have a process in place that when people deliver packages, either you get it off your porch very quickly, have a neighbor come and do it for you, a trusted friend. And, you know, in today's world with technology, we have these cameras. Make sure that's going. But, you know, typically know when your package is going to be arrived, get it inside. And for Pete's sake, lock your doors and your car doors. Statistically speaking, criminals, when they're trying to break into cars or houses, they're going to go for the one with the least amount of trouble. So if your doors are unlocked, they're going to get inside and get what they can. If it is locked, they're not going to waste their time. They're going to go for an easier target. And also, just be prepared. We get these phone calls all the time that a loved one has been arrested, and it's a very hard call to listen to, but they're crying and they're asking you to send them money to bond them out of jail because they got a DUI or driving while license suspended. Don't fall for that. You call your local law enforcement agency, call the sheriff's office. We'll verify if somebody is in jail. And I can promise you that no one from my office is going to call you up as a deputy sheriff or a police officer and say, hey, your loved one's in jail. If you'll use your credit card to give us $500, we'll bond them out. We're not going to do that. So don't fall for that.
Yeah, and I know the bad guys really prey on the elderly as well. They're always targeted in every scam. But in Gilchrist County, like you mentioned earlier, you're a Second Amendment county, and you guys can't be everywhere. You got a lot of square miles to cover with not the biggest of sheriff's offices, not the most employees for sure. You guys have a tough gig there, but yet Gilchrist County turns out it's one of the safest in America.
It is, and I just found that out not too long ago. There's several publications that I call it bean counting. They look at statistics and they look at crime trends, and according to a couple publications, crimegrade.org being one of them, they say that Gilchrist County is in the 98th percentile of the safest counties in the country, and in the top 10 of the counties in the state of Florida. So that's certainly not anything that I'm doing or the men and women of the sheriff's office. We're proud of that fact, but it's really about the citizens. I think people have their eyes open, but the type of people we have living here, we hope to continue fostering that and people just taking care of people. And we're blessed. We are blessed to live in this county and in this area. But statistically speaking, and I think realistically, crime for the last 14 years has consistently gone down in Gilchrist County, and I think above all in the state of Florida. So I think most of the counties around us can claim that. But we get to claim that, again, that we're one of the safest counties to live in and work in America. And I think I'm very proud of it, and I hope the citizens are here. That's something that they can also say, hey, I'm proud of that.
Well, look, that's a quality of life issue, and when people feel safe, that gives them a tremendous quality of life. That's huge. So tip of the hat to not just you and all the deputies working for you, but like you said, the citizens with eyes open and communicating with others in law enforcement. It's an example. It does make a difference. Gilchrist County is a great example of that. Anything else we need to know revolving the holidays or anything else from law enforcement perspective?
Yeah, we're again participating in Shop of the Cop this year. It's a program nationally that's done throughout a lot of law enforcement agencies, and it rewards good citizenship and some other criteria. And we're proud that even though we're a smaller county and financially strapped on some things, our community comes together and rewards these young men and young women for being good citizens and allows them to go shopping with a one-on-one with a deputy sheriff. And it's quite, my folks will volunteer to do this because they just love doing it. And being part of our community is a priority for me, but specifically with our children and making sure that they have a good Christmas and they understand that there's rewards in a lot of cases for being good citizens. This is a good program. I want to thank all those sponsors that have reached out to us and want to participate, and those in the future. And I love Christmas time. One, it marks the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And I think in a lot of cases, it brings out the best in the humans that live here. So I'm excited. I love Christmas.
I can hear it in your voice. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, always a pleasure. Stay safe.
There you go.
Merry Christmas, I believe.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I would have never thought that he'd been around the globe that many times.
No.
He does not look it.
No, it's not fair.
No, it's not.
Crazy Crockett, what is that crazy broad up to? I'll tell you next. Whew. On 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you sunshine. Voila. Really? Another gorgeous day shaping up.
Wow.
In North Central Florida. What?
I didn't know you were responsible for that.
I didn't say I was.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Just presenting what the good Lord, what the Creator has created. I'm just simply drawing attention to it, Greg.
Oh, you're the MC. The MC of sunshine.
Yeah, just like I was the MC of the Betsy Pepin Golf Tournament yesterday for Habitat for Humanity, which was a fantastic event. And it was at Golden Ocala. So rare opportunity for many people to get on that course that may have never played it before, and everybody said, awesomeness.
Nice. That's good.
So, you all helped to raise a lot of money for Habitat for Humanity and Pepin Gives, which is a 501c3. And they're already, if you're like the first 20 that reserves a spot for next year, you get in for the same rate because generally, you know, prices go up.
That's awesome.
It's what we call the inflation buster offer.
That's smart to do.
You should take me up on that buster.
which Buster is the name of our golden retriever, and he's quite the character, I tell you.
Oh, speaking of which, I think they did some sort of, where was it at? Because I thought of you this morning. They did like this world record of golden retrievers and stuff, I guess, getting them together for some kind of a, made me think of you. It's like, wow, that's a lot of dog hair.
Well, they are the most awesome dogs ever.
Well, they smile all the time. They're very friendly.
They are the, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love you know, all dogs.
That's right.
But the golden retrievers are the best, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feeling. I'm just telling you how it is. What?
Oh, nothing, not a bit.
It just is.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The most perfect.
Oh, wow.
Animal. It's getting, companion.
It's getting deep.
Loyal.
This
wonderful.
This stool is not tall enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. On a serious note, Sonny's Barbecue founder, Floyd Sonny Tillman, has passed away at the age of 96. He left a great legacy of family and awesome restaurants. Of course, he sold those, you know, back in 1988. He started the whole thing in 68. But I still think he still had a role for quite some time with the business. And so rest in peace, Sonny Tillman, passed away at the age of 96. What a full life that guy has led.
Big time.
All right, now let's get the news of the kooky and the crazy. Time for Crazy,
Crazy
Crockett, Queen of the Lefty Frontier.
She's so crazy.
She is not going to be a congresswoman for long.
Well, yeah, they're getting rid of her district, so.
She has filed.
Good riddance.
Oh, no, she's not giving up.
Oh, what's she doing?
She's raising the stakes. She is going to enter the Democrat primary for the United States Senate. The Senate was always considered to be the mature, the seasoned individuals that would mull things over in a careful way. Things are crafted in the House. They got some wild ideas. They put some things together, you know, and a lot of it's good. Maybe some of it are a little lacking. Then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate goes, hey, settle down.
So they don't do like hip hop kind of videos trying to talk street cred and stuff like that.
Not so much.
She's not going to fit in then.
Maybe she'll be a trendsetter there as well.
Wow.
But yeah, she is. She's filling out the paperwork and got it in just ahead of the state 6 p.m. Monday deadline for candidates to officially enter. So she got that done. So it's a March 3rd primary. And instead of running for the Senate seat currently occupied by Senator John Cornyn, Allred declared that he will be running for a seat in Texas' new 33rd Congressional District. So here's the deal. Somebody already got out of the way. Yeah, this Allred guy I'm telling you about. The Democrat Party's 2024 Senate nominee in Texas, former Representative Colin Allred, has formally dropped his bid for Senate on the same day that Crazy Crockett announced her candidacy.
I smell a payoff.
Well,
I know that's a blunt way to put it, but that's politics at its finest right there.
Oh, and would you expect anything less?
Not a bit. No. Not a bit.
Yes. Yes.
What if she's got a chance, though? That's the big question.
Oh, she's got a chance, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an ice cube has a chance in heck.
I hope she doesn't win.
Well,
she needs to go away.
Let's see. Greg Abbott, you know, the governor there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he's any kind of predictor, basically, he said that she'll get pummeled in her Senate race.
Wow.
Pummeled. Right. And that's due to her progressive socialist agenda. So already getting out in front of it.
Okay.
The governor has spoken. She will get pummeled.
I hope he's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Never miss a minute of it. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Christian College kicks TPUSA out. What? Details on that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know I'm on that express elevator, Greg. I don't want you to be.
I know.
You better behave, my friend.
I'm being have.
8:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome. It is another day in paradise, my friends. But out in California, the land of fruits and nuts and, well, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a shocker that there could be a dispute on campus about a Christian organization. But wait. A student at a Christian university, wait, you're at a Christian university, okay,
yeah, okay,
in California,
right?
Said that her Turning Point USA chapter was barred from being recognized as an official chapter.
Okay.
After investing all that in the patches, the leather jackets, now they say you can't be a gang? What the heck?
What's the deal here, Bob?
The school explained it as it's their official policy now for quote-unquote political advocacy initiatives.
Oh.
Sadie Burnett's in her third year at Vanguard University, a small private school in Costa Mesa, California. She is the president of the school's Turning Point USA chapter, which is presently unrecognized by the school.
Mm.
Wow. Since 2023, we've had a lively and very active presence on campus. We've hosted several events. We were able to rush at Club Rush. We had students very enthusiastic about our presence being there. It was even something that made us stand out as a Christian university. Wow, no kidding. It was the fact that Turning Point was practiced, and it was not only practiced, but it was also celebrated.
Nice.
However, the school, they made an official decision to stop accepting political clubs, and instead funnel any political activism or events through a process that involves the administration. Quote, we received an email over the summer stating that the school was taking a new direction with student organizations. They're going completely apolitical, giving this idea that Christians do not necessarily belong in politics, which is interesting because they do have a poli-sci department, which she happens to be a part of. Burnett said that she met with the school administration trying to come to an arrangement that would allow Turning Point to operate. She said she'd been shut down repeatedly. Now, the group is able to gather on campus, but only outside, not in any official capacity as a conservative group. And she said, by the way, we're not conservative, quote unquote. We're just students hanging out. Adding that some chapter members feel unsafe being out in the open, given the anti-conservative sentiments on campus and online. Registered student organizations can host events on campus, along with a litany of other privileges not granted to unaffiliated groups. She said, yeah, the difference is being an unaffiliated chapter versus being a registered student organization is chapters or organizations are registered. They can book rooms for meetings well in advance to make sure they have the space to speak. They have a space to host events. They're allowed to receive university funding. They can rush at Club Rush and interact with students, interact with newcoming students that are coming in and prospective students. She said that the chapter can't host tabling events where other students can approach and ask them questions, which she defines as one of the heart and cores to Turning Point as a whole.
Sure.
After all, she said, colleges used to be known as places where students were encouraged to freely debate ideas. Hello? Can you believe this is a Christian school?
Yeah, like not probably the smartest.
Yeah. If I wanted to go to a college or a university that was anti-conservative, but at least they let me speak, I would absolutely have chosen to go there. So I feel like I got the rug pulled out from under me from the decision that I chose to come to this school. And she said, Christians should not be sidelined from political debate. We have a place in politics, and not only a place, we have a profound voice, the most profound voice in politics. We have every right to assert ourselves, to make claims, and so it is disappointing to see a Christian university push this idea that Christians should not speak and that politics are taboo. Yeah, I can understand her being upset, and so they don't want any involvement in politics,
right,
per se, but it doesn't have to be political. It's Christian at its heart, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the school still allows cultural and heritage groups, including a Black student union. So there's a Black student union and other cultural groups
that aren't political per se.
But if you say, well, part of our culture is Christian beliefs.
See, that's what I was thinking.
So let's become a cultural club on campus. Why not?
I'm bringing back culture club. Imagine that.
Yeah. You want culture?
Yeah.
Give me a club. Thanks, Boy George.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of switching gears here. Just a slight transition. KISS bass player Gene Simmons.
Yes.
Told Breitbart News on the Kennedy Center Honors red carpet Sunday that President Donald Trump's Oval Office looks terrific.
Wow.
And hasn't he taken some heat in the past?
Yes.
People talking about like too much gold or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Get over it.
Breitbart caught up with Simmons for a brief interview ahead of the program, asked Simmons what it meant to be honored by the president and for his thoughts on Trump's Oval Office, which he now features an abundance of presidential portraits and plenty of gold trim.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't suck, Simmons said, about KISS being presented with the Kennedy Center Honor Medals on Saturday night. And he compared Trump's Oval Office to the iterations of former Presidents Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, saying Trump's is terrific. It used to be a drab. Yeah, I've been here through Mr. Clinton, Mr. Bush, and it used to be a pretty drab place. Mm. It's coming alive. I think it's great.
It's awesome.
Wow. Paul Stanley and Peter Criss were also there and asked for their thoughts, being honored. It's an incredible honor. It's surreal. As a kid who grew up with nothing, the idea of being in the White House, the Oval Office, receiving accolades from the president, it's beyond anything I could have ever fathomed. That from Paul Stanley on the red carpet.
That's cool.
And that's what it makes America great, is the fact that we can all achieve whatever we set out to do with hard work. Hard work makes anything possible. You know, achieving something is determined by how hard you're willing to work for it, and that's what gives it value. So I'm humbled and grateful and blessed to share it with my wife. Wow. Very cool, huh?
That is nice, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if you want to take decorating tips per se necessarily from Gene Simmons.
He knows all about style. He knows how to stand
up. He knows how to sell a certain style.
He could sell anything with his picture on it.
Yes. He was, so. I mean, marketing genius.
Oh, absolutely.
Doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. And what a showman. I mean, so. Yeah. They actually have a lot in common if you look at it that way, don't they? He and the president.
I think he was teaching. He was a teacher at the time when they started to put the band together, him and Paul Stanley.
Interesting.
And they both came from, you know, meager, modest beginnings. I believe both of their families escaped the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And came to America.
There was a great, I guess the show was Family Jewels that Gene had. And he actually went to Israel and found family. And it was a really cool episode.
Oh, I
bet. Very neat. Yeah. Very emotional. You know, you see a whole other side of him. You know, watching that show, and I didn't watch it a lot, gave me a whole appreciation for him that I did not have before. Yeah, I knew who he was. You know, yeah, Kiss, rock and roll, the whole bit, you know, the shtick. But yeah, you kind of got some cool insight into him as a person. I enjoyed it.
I had a friend that spent a little bit of time with him, you know, on a personal level kind of thing, and he had nothing but great things to say about him. He just said, just a wonderful guy, wonderful human being.
It's always good to hear.
Speaking of looking at your ancestry,
yes.
I have a story related to Senator Elizabeth Warren.
How is that?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
I smell smoke. I don't know.
Another beautiful yet chilly day in paradise. We will take it. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the road to Bethlehem is, well, it's way over there. It's in High Springs.
A little east from here, right?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
December 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's this weekend. The road to Bethlehem. This is a live outdoor production of the Christmas story. It is awesome. It is free, and if you get a chance, you definitely want to take this in. Bring the kids. It's hosted at Camp Kalakwa, which is in High Springs, and the village will open at approximately 5, and then you've got a Christmas production starting about 7, so the gates will actually open at 4:45. And you can visit CampKalakwa.com or go to Facebook and find Camp Kalakwa, and the information will be there. And I highly recommend it. I think it'll be a very nice time. Very, you know, the reason for the season kind of a thing.
Yep.
I like it. What's old Pocahontas up to these days? Senator Elizabeth Warren on the warpath,
wow.
It would seem.
Wow. Imagine that.
Taking on Donald Trump. She has sounded the alarm, sent up the smoke signals. Over an alleged quid pro quo arrangements.
Oh, no. What now?
See, because these big companies, like tech companies, are chipping in to pay for this ballroom, right?
Yes.
Automatically, of course, Democrats think, well, oh, they must be getting something for it, right? Because that's how they do business.
Yeah, but this is a gift to the people.
Oh, I get that. And you get that.
I mean, it's not like Donald Trump gets to take it home with him to Mar-a-Lago when he's out of the presidency.
He gets to take credit for it, and that in itself is enough to drive them bonkers.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Hmm. So the funny thing is about Elizabeth Warren, who seems to speaketh with forked tongue, because at the same time she's worried about a quid pro quo between the president and these various companies, it turns out that she has received nearly $2 million from tech platforms over her political career. So that is of note. Warren and other Democrats last week pressed the leaders of NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta over their donations to back President Donald Trump's renovation of the White House ballroom. The senators asked the tech leaders to, quote, provide details on their donations to support President Trump's White House ballroom and whether the companies have any quid pro quo arrangements with the Trump administration.
Well, let's just do the same thing to her and everything she's involved in. I mean, you know.
What?
I just think it'd be fair, you know.
She said, I'm deeply concerned. Deeply.
Oh, she's deep,
she's
all right.
Deeply concerned.
Yeah.
That we may be looking at a quid pro quo right out in public. In other words, if you're going to do that kind of thing, do it quietly behind closed doors like I do.
You got to hide it better than that, Donald. Come on. What's he thinking?
She said, these companies all have important business in front of the federal government. The kind of company-altering business, like whether a giant merger gets approved or whether an antitrust prosecution goes forward. Wow.
Well, it's kind of interesting since there's a whole buyout slash merger kind of, you know, in the entertainment industry. And he's, even though he knows some of the players, he's like, I'm not sure this is a good idea. So you can't automatically assume he's just going to jump on board and blatantly support something like that. Come on.
Yeah. And it is interesting because there's going to be a blowback from this.
Uh-huh.
NVIDIA already put out a statement. It said, as an American company, our support for the United States is paramount and independent of any business interests. In other words, they're not doing it for Donald Trump.
Right.
They're doing it for the betterment of the nation. It's an upgrade. It's a ballroom where there was not one.
Right.
And through the decades, everyone admits that it's sorely needed.
I mean, if you could talk to these people and go, do you really think it makes us look good when we bring world leaders to our nation's capital for a big event and we have to put them under a tent? Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Elizabeth Warren prepared? Wouldn't she prefer to be under a tent?
Well.
Or a teepee?
Teepee, yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Meta and Microsoft declined to comment to the Wall Street Journal, and other tech companies did not respond to requests for comment. But I have a feeling that some of them, if they were to put out an official statement, would say, Elizabeth Warren, shut up.
Shut up.
Just guessing that may be.
I would go for that.
A response.
I think that she should.
The 47th president said in an October dinner with tech executives, chief executives throughout history have contributed to making the White House special, and nothing of this magnitude has been done. The president plans to use the ballroom to hold large events.
There you go.
Elizabeth Warren has often been viewed as a financial watchdog between technology companies and government. However, it appears that Warren was for years the beneficiary of donations from America's largest tech companies, though she now claims a quid pro quo may be happening between their donations and the Trump administration.
Right, let's put her back in the doghouse.
Yeah. All right. 9 o'clock stretch is up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.